Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning and welcome to Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor and
Chris McGregor.
And time to bring on a great friend of Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS, Mike Aquilina, back with us. Mike, the Executive Vice President of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology, the author of numerous books on church history, doctrine, and devotion, has also hosted several series on EWTN. Also the past editor of New Covenant Magazine. Some of his best-selling titles and our favorites include Love in the Little Things and The Fathers of the Church. Mike joining us today to talk about his newest book, Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Hosts. Mike, good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning, Bruce.
Mike Aquilina, you must have the angels in heaven rejoicing, because what I've read from previous writings of some of the mystics of the church and the doctors of the church, the angels appreciate it when they are made known, and you do such a great job in your new book, Angels of God, the Bible, the Church, and the Heavenly Host. So hats off, and they must be just singing, and they're just happy.
Well, thanks so much, Chris. I definitely knew their company when I was writing the book, because it was a hard book to write. It's hard to write about these beings who are pure intellect when you're not pure intellect and you're not even close. And so I was calling upon their help an awful lot. And I think I got it. And I hope the book makes their presence a lot more palpable for people out there and increases their devotion to the angels.
Oh, wait just a minute. I think I hear. Oh, yeah, there they are.
There they are. Oh, they're happy. They're making their presence known in actually Bach, Mass, and B minor.
It works.
That's right. They're everywhere, those angels.
Well, that's the theme of the book, that angels are everywhere.
Yep.
The angels are everywhere. You know, I started off by talking in the book about this sweatshirt I saw. A woman was wearing a sweatshirt, and it said, "Angels are everywhere," and it was this really florid type, and it had these Victorian sprites on it who were flitting about with their wings, and I remember it just irritated me, the shirt, and I asked myself, why does that irritate me? And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, the fault is with me, not with the shirt. You know, it's true that angels are everywhere, and when we read the scriptures, they're everywhere. They're on almost every page of the scriptures. They're through the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. They're in all the stories, and they're not just bit players. They're usually major characters, and they arrive at dramatic points in the narrative, and they're important characters in the narrative development. So that occurred to me, and then I start thinking about the prayers I say, like the Hail Mary and the Our Father, and how these prayers are grounded in the belief in angels. And so is the Mass. You know, from the beginning of the Mass through the end of the Mass, there are all of these references to the angels. In the Confiteor, we say that we're doing this, confessing our sins, in the presence of all the angels and saints. And then we go on to sing the songs of the angels, like the Gloria, which they sang on the first Christmas, and the Holy, 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 which they sing forever in heaven. All of these things we do are things we learn from the angels. So what I wanted to say in this book, and what I'm saying at great length here, is that angels are everywhere. That lady's sweatshirt was right. They're everywhere in our prayer. They're everywhere in the scriptures. They're everywhere in the liturgy. They're everywhere in our lives. So we've got to open up the eyes of our spirit to see them, to know their presence, and to talk with them, to invoke them for guidance and for their role as guardians, too.
I love it. What was so beautiful for me is during this past Lent, I began to pray the chaplet of St. Michael, kind of honoring Mother Angelica of all things. I just thought, well, this is such an important prayer for her, so I thought I would take this on myself, Mike, and I started praying this beautiful chaplet of St. Michael, which honors all the different choirs of angels and how they assist in our life. And as I was praying this, you do get a sense of their presence. I don't know how to explain it. And then when I got your book came right on the heels after praying probably several weeks of this chaplet, you just get this joyful sense of the reality and the gift they are from the Father, their presence in our lives and their interaction with us. But it's not one of those things that you can smell or see with our eyes or with our senses. It's one of those things, as you said, it's one of those experiences of the soul.
Well, you're right. And the way that we go deeper into those experiences, Chris, is to do what you did during Lent, is to get into this prayer that invokes the angels, that involves the angels. It's just like any relationship, any personal relationship. And we have to keep in mind that angels are persons. They have personality the way our spouses do, the way our children do, the way our parents do. So we're establishing a relationship, we're growing in a relationship, and just as with human relationships, that requires company, presence, conversation. And prayer is nothing if it's not conversation. So we want to get into this devotional aspect, and I'm hoping that that's what this book will trigger. I mean, there are lots of good books on angels out there, and lots of them are compilations of stories about angelic encounters, kind of extraordinary interventions of angels in people's lives and preventing accidents and tragedies and all of that sort of thing, or even giving extraordinary private revelations. And there's a little bit of that in this book, but not much. What I've tried to do instead is to give people just the meat and potatoes of what the church teaches, what we know from the scriptures, because the scriptures are revealed by God, so we know that they're reliable. What's there in the record of the saints and the councils of the church. So it's really the basics, and it's the basics of the prayer and devotion of the church as well. So I was just trying to give people a good grounding for that relationship, that personal relationship, which I hope they'll develop throughout their lives in day-to-day prayer, as you were doing through Lent.